Newberry.com.
No, we're not from West Newberry. No, we can't hip-hop like you. My client is the conqueror. I'm just Brock's advocating Jew. You gonna beat Brock's ass cause you the doctor of the thugs? I mean, you've beaten all the best, but now Lesnar's on your plate. You say your time is now. Brock says your calendar's out of date.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
I have options on how I handle this. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tweet about it until my fingers bleed. In that tweet, and however many characters I get, I am going to threaten. That's right. If I don't get what I want, I'm going to riot. And if that doesn't work, then by God, me and my friend Mark, we're going to stop watching.
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
Let me tell you something, you self-righteous little puke. I am an A-plus player. I always have been, and I always will be.
And Lindsay Ward.
I have shattered glass ceilings. I have broken down doors. I have done more in 1 year than all of you have done in your entire collective careers.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Behold the King of Kings. On your knees, dog.
In what happens to be a minor miracle, there were no, well, unfortunate exposed pictures this week.
Yay.
For wrestlers. So Seth Rollins had a good night. His thing was not all over the internet.
And there was much rejoicing.
There was much rejoicing. And there was a female in a towel, and the internet went crazy.
Go figure.
Nothing wrong with Paige in a towel.
Nothing wrong with Paige in a towel, you're right.
Because the Bellas stole her gear and they made her wrestle. She wrestled in a Rosebud outfit. Which was interesting. This is the Raw Post Show. That was the recap of the Divas match. Right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We'll get more into it here in a bit. She's Lindsay Ward, I'm Sir Rock, and I'm all confused because we've been making perverted jokes for 20 minutes. Live right here on the Wild Talk Brand Network, presented by Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to youtube.com/MPG1211 for all your stop motion wrestling action figure needs, and pwmania.com.
But it's fun to make the jokes.
It is a lot of fun to make a joke, and we're going to get a lot into the joke making here in a bit. I told her we want to get through the show without making perverted jokes.
Can't even we won't.
It's not going to happen. My mind's already going perverted. It's what happens when we watch wrestling together. It's just all perverted fun. So, anyway, Raw tonight. Dean Ambrose ties people to ring post.
That was amazing. Well, that's one way to get a match in WWE.
Okay, so we're going to start with Dean Ambrose, because why not? Dean Ambrose came in on Raw, did a parody of the Weekend Update, and said, you know, he's going to beat Luke Harper, which he did. Really good match, wasn't it?
It was. I just wish Luke could win one.
Luke does need to win one. He needs a win once in a while. They need to reestablish Luke Harper as an incredible threat. It'd be nice if he was in the position of, you know, either Kane or Big Show right now.
Yeah, that would be good.
It would be really nice. But that's a tangent for another day. So Dean also said he would be Luke Harper, and he would also get Wade Barrett to sign a contract for an Intercontinental title match. So Wade Barrett's fighting Damian Mizdow, and the Mizdow has a little bell telling Mizdow to stop, and that happened a couple times. Mizdow lost to Bad News Barrett. After the match, Dean Ambrose came down and took one of the zip ties? Is that what you call it?
Yeah, zip ties.
Took one of the zip ties, took a couple of zip ties, and tied Wade Barrett to the ring post, hands to the ring post, and made him sign the contract for an Intercontinental title match, and Dean Ambrose was way too happy and excited for an Intercontinental title match.
It's something?
It is something, yes. Yes, it is. I thought it was great.
Oh, I thought it was fantastic. You know, I think my favorite thing about that whole part was Miz is standing there yelling, and then you just see this flash run by Miz, and he jumps in horror as he realizes that Dean Ambrose is out of there, and Miz just books it out of there. And then Ambrose proceeds to zip-tie Barrett to the ring post, which I thought was incredibly clever, because we thought he was going to knock Barrett out and then sign his name, but no. Barrett was fully conscious when he did it, so I do have to applaud the creativity. That was well done.
It was a creative way to do the signing gimmick. That was very, very creative. Another big moment from Monday Night Raw was, well, Dusty Rhodes decided to show up. And to, you know, set his boys sort of straight this week on Monday Night Raw, as they took on the New Day. Yes, the New Day was in action against Gold and Stardust. Little bit of miscommunication. Goldust was trying to help Cody and, well, or Stardust. And, well, he ended up taking the loss for the tag match. And after the match, you know, he's trying to pull up Goldust and takes a while and, you know, seems everything's alright. And then Stardust explodes with Crossroads to Goldust, leaving him laying.
Yep.
But that wasn't the end of it. It's been a while since I've been able to praise Star, you know, Cody Rhodes, whatever you want to call him. He did a great job on the app, which they replayed on Monday Night Raw. And it was a really good, intense promo talking about, you know, how, you know, being in the legacy of, you know, Dustin Rhodes and his brother, and, you know, he doesn't want to do that, and that's why Stardust is here. And he told his father, Cody Rhodes is dead, and as far as I'm concerned, so is my father.
Which was pretty amazing.
It's like, you realize, he just told his father that he hopes he's dead. It's like, cringeworthy.
Right? That was a wonderful, wonderful job by Cody. Have to applaud it. It was, yeah, that was a great, great promo.
Yeah, it was. But before we get into all the stuff with Triple H and Sting, I want to get into it now, because we have a lot to say, and then we'll finish up with the other stuff. Bray Wyatt. He was all over this show tonight. All over.
He was.
Three promos? Yeah, three promos.
Yeah.
And well, thanks to WWE's YouTube, you get to hear it right here, right now. It's coming.
What happened to you was such a tragedy. What happened to you still stirs a rage deep down inside of me. It makes me want to do horrible things. And now look at you. You're an empty shell. And any fear that I once had of you has turned into nothing more than putrid, hateful pity. It's coming. His hands may have created this world, but mine will destroy it. Limbo is no place for a soul like yours. I'm waiting for you. What shakes the heart of a man that can never truly die. I believe I've found the answer. The answer lives within me. The answer is the creature that lives behind my eyes. The answer is Bray Wyatt. Look around you, man. There's nowhere left to go. The angel with the burnt wings cometh. It's time. Find me. Find me! Or I'll find you.
Right? Yeah. Yes. I just... Oh my god. We both... At least I know you and I did. I don't know if anybody else did, but... Just the subtle touches with this, where in the first promo, which you can't see, he's twirling a nail in his fingers.
Which is, when I saw that, I told Lindsay, he's gonna hit the, he's gonna nail the nail in the final coffin.
The final nail in the coffin. And I agreed with him, and then the second he's got the hammer, and then in the third promo, he's hammering the nail into the coffin. Like, and it was a coffin.
Yeah, it was.
And we were thinking that, you know, they'd pan back and you'd see the Taker symbol and that would be the hint of, oh, hey, Taker's coming. But I liked the really subtle touches in this. I like how Bray is escalating in terms of he's not getting what he wants. So now he's going to start doing more things. And the touch at the end where it's find me or I'll find you.
Which has led us to wonder, how does one find this mysterious man that Bray is looking for?
And, well, there's family of Taker in the WWE right now, and there's unresolved issues with said person between with Kane and Bray, so could Kane deliver Taker to Bray? Could Bray go looking for Taker?
He could go to, you know, Death Valley and try to find the Undertaker.
He easily could, and that's something I'm kind of looking forward to.
Could it be at Fastlane? Could it be next week on Raw? Lindsay's hoping it's next week on Raw that a certain Deadman shows up, because then there's a better chance Deadman may show up on the SmackDown.
Want him to show up on the SmackDown, because I have tickets to the SmackDown, and I want to see Taker.
She wants to see the Taker.
Want to see the Taker.
She'll at least get to see the Bray. Yeah, this was a really good promo, and this led to very perverted jokes about nailing in coffins.
Yeah. Well, nailing Bray in coffins anyway.
Hey-ho. Yeah. Alright, we'll move on before we really get perverted. Eric Rowan has friends. His friend is Dolph Ziggler. Dolph Ziggler took on Seth Rollins. Match ended when Jane Day Security interfered, allowing Ryback and Eric Rowan to speed down to the ring.
Eric actually ran.
Eric has a friend in Dolph Ziggler and also the Ryback.
It was so cute.
Looks like we're headed to some sort of six-man at the pay-per-view. Maybe Jane J. Security and Seth Rollins versus Ziggler and Ryback and Eric Rowan. Maybe. Possibly. Looks like we're headed that way. It seems like we're headed in that direction.
I would guess so, yeah.
One of the other themes of the night was, well, Triple H. And, you know, he came out and he talked about how basically the theme of his promo was, he is WWE, Sting is WCW, and he will do anything to protect his WWE. Ric Flair was here, and Triple H talked about how Sting was WCW, and, well, he watched Sting beat Ric Flair in the final bell ring in WCW. And then Sting's legacy was built on Ric Flair's reputation, and that actually pissed off Hunter, as he would have kicked Sting's ass on principle alone. Ric Flair brought up, Triple H brought up how, you know, people could compare him to Ric Flair, but if he was Ric Flair, well, then he would have kicked Sting's ass. Pretty much. Ric Flair was trying to basically warn Sting, warn Hunter about to, you know, not take Sting lightly on this show, at Fastlane, which was good. And, you know, Hunter actually knocked down Sting, knocked down Flair in this promo, which was really, really good. The intensity really picked up. It was a really good promo. My recap's not doing it any justice. It was really good intensity, and it's making the match seem like it's going to be important at WrestleMania. They used Ric Flair well in the segment.
They did. It was a nice just addition to Hunter. Like Rock said, the intensity was really good. Obviously, Sting is getting to Hunter. He's not happy. My only thing with this is I hope they don't turn it into WWE versus WCW.
Like, that's the only thing I hope.
Right. I hope
but all the rest of it was good.
Yeah. Triple H also mentioned how Sting is making this personal. As well. And Ric Flair, what led to Ric Flair going onto his ass was he told Triple H, if he tunes in the Fastlane, don't let me see you sitting on your ass again, like the last time Sting showed up, or like last week. Yeah, this was really interesting. And Hunter's final line, if someone stands in front of me from running this company, I will kick their ass. So that's really cool. It's gonna be cool to see how Sting responds at the pay-per-view.
I would agree with that.
Darren Young and some dude took on the Ascension, which saw the mini reunion of the primetime players as Titus O'Neil came out and made the save.
And everybody lost their shit.
Right. Jimmy Uso and Naomi beat Tyson Kidd and Natty. Natty, please fix your hair.
Yeah, please.
The opening of Raw was a John Cena promo where he was actually very intense. It was really, really well done. He was bringing out the aggression. He basically, you want aggression, you got it. Cena, you know, there won't be any high fives or smiles. He said that the history will be made on Sunday when he's the first wrestler to beat Rusev. They ended up brawling.
Everybody was kung fu fighting tonight.
They were, and there's more kung fu fighting to come. They were brawling. Cena sent Rusev into the LED board a couple times, knocking him out. Really intense, open to Raw. It made Cena look, and Cena also promised to win the US title at a pay-per-view, which is weird coming out of his mouth, but I guess this means Rusev is gonna come out strong on Sunday, I would assume.
Maybe. Can the super athlete take down Superman?
We're going to find out. And then, Paige defeated Summer Rae in the Rosebud outfit. Forgot to mention that at the top of the show.
Which was adorable.
It was. And then Paige said that at Fastlane she'll be wearing something better, and that's the Divas Championship.
Yeah, the only thing I didn't like is you had the Bellas pull, like, the high school BS of stealing Paige's outfit. Like, really, that's the best you have to take her down is, oh, hey, look, we're going to steal your clothes, and you have to wrestle in something stupid. Ooh.
Scary.
Yeah, it's like, you know, come on.
Yeah. But the main theme of the show was building tension between Roman Reigns and Daniel Bryan. Roman Reigns took on Kane, beat him by a countout, because we can't have Roman Reigns actually beat Kane in 1-2-3, because God forbid that happens. Daniel Bryan was out there distracting, doing commentary. They're putting over the Yes Nation and the Yes Chants and how they distract Roman Reigns. I thought Daniel was very cocky and confident on commentary, which is what you wanted.
Yes.
I thought he did a great job there, hard selling the match, and, you know, Daniel Bryan has this cocky side to him, and it's coming out, and it's kind of cool. I like it.
I do. I like how they're having Bryan play, where he's confident, he's collected, and he's basically, I don't want this, and I don't mean this to be a shot, but he's filling the role that really Roman should be playing.
Yeah.
This is what Brian's doing is really what Roman should be doing or Roman is trying to do, and he just doesn't seem to have the skill level yet to pull it off.
Right.
And that's a problem.
Yes, it is. Roman, you know, because Roman talked trash before the match, so that's why Daniel was coming out cocky like he was. In the main event, Daniel Bryan took on Big Show. They had a match. It was all right. Roman was out there throwing out shirts to the crowd. And then Big Show accidentally speared Roman. So Bryan was about to come off the top rope, but Roman Reigns came in the ring, hit the Superman punch, causing disqualification. So Big Show beats Daniel Bryan by disqualification. And then they got into a little bit of a shoving fight, and, you know, they fought a little bit, and then, you know, cooler heads prevailed for a minute. And then, all hell broke loose. They fought everywhere. They diving through the ropes. You had people being tossed over the ropes. You had fights in the crowd, fights over the announce table. They just tore into each other for about 5 minutes after the main event.
It was spectacular.
Like, this was a great brawl to end the show.
Yeah, that, and Roman's lip gets bloodied. It was just, yeah, it was really, really sweet.
They peaked it at the right time.
Yes, I would agree with that.
They got to the point where it's like, we're peaking, we're getting there, we're gonna make this match mean something, and come Sunday, this match is actually meaning something between, Daniel Bryan and Roman Reigns. Which is what you want.
Agreed.
We'll talk more about that on Thursday, when we actually preview the entire Fastlane pay-per-view on the rack. But before we get to the plugging, overall, I thought this was an intense draw. I thought, like, unlike the last few weeks, where it was like, where's the intensity, where's the intensity, where's the intensity?
We got, found it!
We found the intensity again. Like, this was a Raw that actually felt like it mattered going into Fastlane, which is what you really needed. They pushed all the matches strong that they needed to push. I thought it was a really good show. Like, there was no really dead spot until we got to the third hour, but even then it really wasn't that much of a dead spot.
Yeah, I mean, I think you always have that lull in the third hour, but yeah, this was a nice push towards Fastlane, and we can kind of see now the directions that they're planning on going in for Fastlane and WrestleMania, so we're getting a really, really, really good idea of where this is headed, and all I can add is Boo Boo's getting taker.
Raw next week is going to be really, really good. Brock's in the house, and maybe a dead man.
I guess we'll have to find out and see.
But coming up Thursday night, we're going to preview WWE Fastlane on the rack.
That's right. We're going to be talking all about NXT as well. We've got news, we've got notes, we've got discussions, we've got SmackDown, and, well, we're going to be talking all about Shawn Michaels' new book, and, well, hint, hint, wink, wink, it might get a little bit more show-stopping than that, so stay tuned to the Twitters, to the Facebooks, because we might have a special announcement tomorrow, so you don't want to miss it.
That's right, it's the show-stopping edition of the Rack Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Follow the show on Twitter at WTR_Rack and Facebook.com/WTRTheRack. I hope you all picked up on that. YouTube.com/WTRTheRack, because, you know, we can't make it any more clear that we're reviewing his book on Thursday show.
Hint, hint, wink, wink, wink.
The Rack Extra Total Divas Season 3, Episode 15 is now available. Episode 16 will be out on Wednesday, because we're recording it tomorrow. Saturday night, midnight issue of CB Radio, the Weird, the Wacky, the Unusual. Follow the show on Twitter at CB Radio WTR, Facebook.com/CigarButtsAndMen, CBRadioLive.com. Get your merch. I'm a CB Radio Guy t-shirts, and keep calm and blame Rob. Use the hashtag blame Rob, because he's already killing parties, that bastard. Damn it, Rob.
Sunday can't night, take you anywhere.
Right. Sunday night is Wrestle Talk Radio, 11 p.m. Eastern, covering WWE Fastlane. We'll be back next Monday night for the recap of Monday Night Raw. It's the Raw Post Show every Monday night, 11, 10 p.m. Eastern, because Lindsay will probably finally get her gong. You can follow me on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio and Facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork. And remember, the Rack, show-stopping, Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern.
You can follow me on Twitter at LynnSward, L-A-N-S-W-A-R-E-D. You can go to my website, segwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/LynnSward, same as the Twitter. And don't forget to check out The Rack Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on wildtalkradio.com.
Because we're reviewing Shawn Michaels' book. Shawn Michaels' book. Thanks to PWMania.com.
I don't think we can be any more clearer than that, guys.
Wrestling Figure Wednesday, YouTube.com/MBG1211. For the Icon Lindsay Award, I'm the main event, Sir Rock. We'll see you Thursday night on The Rack, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, and right back here next Monday night, 11:10 p.m. Eastern, for the Raw Post Show, only on WildTalkRadio.com.
Come.